You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin the New Trader shares his journey with you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And this is where I was. I was like, man, the setups be hit. But you see them at weird times. Like for GJ, you'll probably see a setup right now. You know what I mean? Because you know it always make that move in Asian around 8, you know, between 8 p.m., 9 p.m. EST. It always make a little move. And so, but it don't be the move that carry it when the sessions change. So anyway, me and my friend was talking, and I was like, yeah, man. He was like, that's why I switched, Calvin. He was like, I'm telling you, he was like, the problem with it is that you can't get things done. And that was my problem. It's like, I would see a setup on the scout and I would take it and it'll come back and stop me out. And I'd be so like upset that I'm gonna wait for another setup because I done put time, I done waited. You know what I mean? I'm dropping the kids off, got the phone in the dashboard. And so it's like, it got upsetting because I feel like, man, like I waited, this the setup and it's gonna do me like that. You know, you take it personal. And I got other things I need to do and I'm neglecting those things because I gotta keep looking every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes at the chart. And so what we came up with, like from our conversation, is that a lot of you guys, a lot of us, we would be extremely profitable. Like I'm talking 80, 70% win rate, 60% win rate. Those are extremely profitable win rates. We would be extremely profitable if we looked for our setups, make money every day, Forex 102, whatever it may be. If we look for our setups on higher time frames. So I took my guys' word on that. And so I released a video like almost a month ago where I kind of showed like, yeah, guys, I'm doing a new challenge. Like for those that don't know, like I do a new challenge every month. Like I'm low key working on something. And so every month, like I do a new challenge. And so I share publicly about me being down on one challenge. And so, I was like, okay, I was talking to my boy last week and we, you know, had came to the conclusion like, yeah, man, I think it's looking for those scalping strategies on like higher time frames, like 4 hour, because for a 4 hour candle to give you entry signal off the 50 EMA, for that to happen on a 4 hour chart, that takes time. So the chances of the move actually going that way increases significantly. Because it takes so much time. Versus a 30-minute chart, it could easily reverse. Versus a 15-minute chart, it could easily be a fake out. Because it like those charts produce so many candles a day. Versus a 4-hour candle, it prints only, what, 8 times a day. So if that sets up and it's giving you what we look for to take our entries, it's common sense that, like, yo, the probability here is way higher than if I took it off a lower time frame. And so what I've been doing the last 2 weeks is I've been looking for the setup on the higher time frame. And I've been doing kind of more support and resistance, like trading these last 2 weeks with that challenge, like with that particular account. So I was looking for the setup on higher time frames. And then once it popped on higher time frames, I come down lower and I could take an entry off of 30, even an hour or 15.